kid's always ready.
Woo! I was waiting for you.
I know. I wanted you to do it.
I was waiting for you, Tony.
Oh,
that's your
fuck.
Woo. That is your woo.
It's Friday. Good afternoon, gamblers. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. I am your host, Tony Diggs. I am here with the one and only Bro 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 man himself, the creator of the show, Jeffrey Gorman.
Good morning, good afternoon, Tony. Todd McComas, usually in the chair here, out on special assignment
out on
today.
Special assignment, but we do have his son.
Yes.
Billy Bailey Gator McComas.
Billy Bailey
back
Gator.
Back on the ones and the twos. We couldn't appreciate his work anymore every single day.
Thank you, Bill.
How'd you do last night, Gorms?
You know, not bad. Not bad.
What's not bad?
Well, we won with the Raptors. And
what do you mean we won with the Raptors?
Well, I say we. I say the community that is Bro 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 Bets and, you know, myself and my
correct
community rode the Raptors at the starting point of minus one. I think it went to plus one, flexing and flexing.
Doesn't matter
the
what
line.
The line was.
No, but they won it handedly. Raptors take care of business against Golden State. My Yankees Red Sox was postponed due to mother nature. So
that happens.
Yeah.
So we went 2-2 last night. That was in our cup of coffee day parlay.
Mm-hmm.
You, Gorms, did not have the Warriors, which Todd and I were on. But, I mean, Todd and I said it was a prove-it game for the Raptors.
Yeah.
And it was a weird game.
Tony, it's a lost game is what it is for you.
Oh, yeah,
Todd.
I know what it is
that,
for
right?
me. I know.
Because I caught a lot of hell on that.
Listen,
don't forget, I threw up the democracy flag.
No, you didn't catch
I
hell.
Threw up the democracy flag and said,
like
I am outnumbered.
Like, so like we were like, the Warriors are guaranteed to win. I said it was a prove-it game for the Raptors. And did they prove it? I still don't fucking know because Kawhi didn't play great.
Well, there's six games left and they won the first one.
Yeah,
so
congrats to
they're trying
congrats
to prove
to the
it.
Raptors. Kawhi didn't play great. Lowry didn't play great. But then they still fucking won.
Marc Gasol played pretty stinking good.
Because Marc Gasol was fucking, well, there wasn't anyone within 400 feet of him. Every time he fucking shot the ball, fucking Van Fleet, best player in the world, apparently. And then fucking Siakam goes for 30-plus.
Oh, yeah, Pascal. Nice
and
one.
And then the only guy who really showed up for the Warriors was Steph.
Yeah.
Steph has been showing up.
Not a great game for Draymond. Plus, don't forget about the post-game altercation with a certain rap star from Toronto.
Drizzled Drake.
Yeah.
Called him trash.
How about that? Come on. What are you doing?
Like,
what are you doing?
Do you want to end up in a fucking hospital? Like, if
I know, but he's also in his dressing room out on tour when he's going to see him and stuff like that. It's like, come on with this.
Yeah, but like, I know. If I bet you wouldn't do it in the streets.
No
bet
kidding.
Bet you wouldn't do it
thank
in the streets.
You. Yeah,
he might do it on the sideline.
Yeah, he's got 16.
Because he knows Draymond will get fucking suspended forever if he hits him.
You're right. And 16 or 17,000 of his closest friends are around him when they
he
play.
He also has
up in
Steph
Toronto.
And KD tattooed on his arm and covered it up with a fucking wristband.
But hey, that's neither here nor there. Drake will not win or lose this series, but we got a barn burner. I love it already. I am saying that you better come to play next time they play this game. What is it, Saturday night, Sunday night?
They play Sunday night.
Yeah, so I'm saying, boys, I mean, you just got slapped around, GSW. And Kevin Durant rumored to be coming back mid-series.
Mid-series, which you think will be game three. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be game four. I think Kevin Durant, this is best case scenario for him. I think he wants the Warriors to be down 0-2 and then come back and play hero.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the way he's built, the way he thinks. I think that's what he wants.
Blow him out in game three?
Boogie didn't look great last night, first game back.
Mm-hmm.
He looked.
I mean, what do you want, though? I mean, the guy's been nothing. But for the last 2.5 years, he's been nothing but on the trainer's table. So I get it.
No, I get it, too. It was a weird game one. I don't know what to make of it. I'll probably stay off of game two, to be honest.
Gotcha.
We'll talk about that later, though. As far as our best bets, my Golden State one lost. So I went 3-2 on the weekend best bets. Todd, his LA Dodgers first five, was a winner.
Okay.
So he's also 3-2 on the week.
Nice, that away.
And then Gorms, you had a winner as well, with the Raptors.
Yep.
So you went 2-2-1.
I'll take that.
Well, you're still crownless.
That's all right.
After 3 weeks or 2 weeks, I'm not sure. Todd has two crowns, and I have one crown since we have tied the last 2 weeks, and he won the first one.
You know what? This table that I sit at and this mic I speak in, this is my crown. So don't take that away from me. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand that.
My glass is half full, Tony, even though I'm a distant third in these best bets.
I understand that.
Okay.
Jeffrey, I understand that. But, like, maybe just get on the board.
Get on the board.
Get on the board is what we're saying. So we have best bets for today. I have Todd's. He faxed it in to me this morning.
Facsimile. Nice.
He likes the Los Angeles Angels today.
Ooh, okay, Mr. Trout.
Todd McComas, let me say this again. Let me clarify to make sure. He likes the Los Angeles Angels money line as his best bet today.
Gotcha.
So just so everyone knows, Todd is on the Los Angeles Angels.
Got it.
Who do you have, Jeffrey,
My best bet of the day, I'm going back to the hardcore, the professional basketball league.
Oh, the who?
The professional basketball league known as the WNBA.
Yes.
The WNBA, and it is a barn burner tonight.
Okay.
One of the great games so far early in the season is tonight. We were talking about the Las Vegas Aces going on the road to take on the Phoenix Mercury.
Oh, fucking great game.
Yes. Now, what do we know? Here's what we know. Diana Taurasi out for Phoenix.
Tough.
Okay?
Yep.
But here's what we do know. The Las Vegas Aces in the offseason acquired last year's runner-up for the MVP award, Liz Cambage.
Oh,
she is back. She missed
the
first game.
Last year.
Yes, she was. She missed the first game. She's back healthy. She will start. Aja Wilson, 21 points, 11 boards. Taurasi's out, like I said. But don't forget, Brittany Griner. We all know Miss Brittany Griner out in Phoenix.
Yes.
Good player.
Great player.
7 turnovers her first game.
Ooh,
not playing
not
great.
Great. What
so
are we doing
the
there?
Liz Cambage
with the ball early in the season.
So that's the big war tonight. The two Twin Towers going at it. Liz Cambage against Brittany Griner. I am taking the Las Vegas Aces minus the point to point and a half, depending on where you get it, on the road to take care of business against the Phoenix Mercury, which also doubles as my best bet tonight. Liz Cambage, we need you tonight. Let's go, lady.
Let's also not forget when the WNBA, when teams travel to Las Vegas and have to play in Las Vegas,
right.
I mean it's a tough environment, really tough environment in Vegas to play
especially,
in the WNBA.
Yeah. But also tough is when you travel to Phoenix like the Las Vegas Aces are.
Yep, that was on me.
Yeah.
So sorry, I'm not up to my fucking WNBA. My best bet.
Go, Tony.
The Colorado Rockies first 5 run line. Against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, I like this.
I believe I said it the other day. They are last versus right-hand pitching the last 30 days.
Okay.
Colorado is 4th versus right-hand pitching. We have 2 right-handers on the mound. Toronto has Edwin Jackson going. He is 0-2 with a 9 ERA in his 2 starts this year. And the Rockies have Herman Marquez going 5-2 with a 3.5 ERA. Just give me the Rockies versus Toronto
today.
First 5 run line.
Okay.
And that is my best bet. That is our best bets. Let's just roll. Let's just continue to roll right into baseball. Do you have any other baseball picks?
I do. From last night's washout in the Bronx, the Boston Red
you're going
Sox
back to
on
it.
The road. I am going. The same 2 pitchers are going today. That's J.A. Happ for the Yankees against Chris Sale of the Red Sox. I'm sorry, Chris Sale, you're not having the best year. You have come around, put together some strikeouts, some major strikeouts a couple of starts ago. But I like the Yankee bats. I like what Yankees bring to getting healthier. I like what they bring in the Bronx. And again, this is a rivalry, but I like the New York Yankees as a better team overall for the season, a team that, in my opinion, will win the World Series this year.
Oh, in your humble opinion?
In my humble opinion. So I'm sticking with the Yankees against the Boston Red Sox and Chris Sale tonight. That is not my best bet, but it is that I'm going to put it on the parlay, cup of coffee a day parlay.
Can't figure out Chris Sale this year. He started off terrible.
Yep.
He's still the, if you bet Chris Sale every single game, he is the worst pitcher to bet this entire season.
He's good enough, Tony, to turn around. Don't get me wrong.
No, no, no.
Don't
I know,
get me
he
wrong.
He had fucking 17 strikeouts or whatever, but they still lost the game. Like he's getting very little run support. But we'll see what happens tonight. One of my MLB bets.
Yes.
Almost my best bet. Thought about it for a second. But I don't like to put losers as my best bet.
There you go. Because losers lose, Tony.
The Baltimore Orioles.
Ooh.
I'm going with the Baltimore Orioles first 5. Why am I going with them first 5?
I'm glad you didn't best bet this.
Because they have the 29th ranked bullpen.
There you go.
I'm going with them first 5, okay?
There you go.
Let me talk to you about the San Francisco Giants.
Please.
Who the Orioles are playing. They are 26th versus right-handed pitching. The Orioles have Cashner on the mound, mm-hmm. which is by far the O's best pitcher. He's 5-2 with a 2.92 ERA at home, and he's much better at night than he is during the day. This happens to be a night game today. Going against Drew Pomeranz for the Giants, who has been fucking terrible, 1-5 with a 6.45 ERA in the year. During May, he's got three starts. He's 0-2 with a 14 ERA. A 14 ERA. So I'm going against Cashner. So I'm going with Cashner and the O's versus Pomeranz and the Giants.
Nice.
Baltimore Orioles first five. And then my last baseball pick, I'm going back to the well. They disappointed me the other day. There's no way they disappoint me again. The Houston Astros are -125 versus the Oakland A's.
Here we go.
Brad Peacock is on the mound for Houston. He's 5-2 with a 3.19 ERA. The A's are good versus lefties, but Brad Peacock is not a lefty. He is a righty, and they are 21st versus righties. Mike Fiers is on the mound for the A's.
They've also won 13 of their last 14 games,
I don't care, Jeffrey. I don't care, but it is a good stat to tell the listeners.
Sure.
He is correct. The A's are hot. But Mike Fiers is on the mound for the A's. He's got a 5 ERA.
Fiers.
Houston is #3 versus righties. It should be, hey, if anything, it's going to be a good game to watch. But give me Houston -125.
I'm with you. I'm leaning on that.
Oh, are you?
Good one. I like it against.
You fucking shit on my pick, and now you're with me.
Did not. I'm just simply reminding you, winners of 13 straight at one point. I don't know if they won or lost to go to 13 out of 14. But it's something close like that. But when you go into Houston, you're talking about a world champion.
Yeah.
We're talking about a world champion.
I know. I know who we're talking about.
You know, bad teams that are playing
Houston.
They come down to earth, and that's what I'm talking about.
You said the Yankees are probably your World Series pick. Houston's probably my World Series
pick. I like
it.
Okay.
So that's MLB, and you didn't have any more MLB, did you?
No, I didn't, but I do have a little. It's a toe in the water. I don't know
you got a toe in the water?
If you don't want a cup of coffee a day parlay, but I want to say it early enough in this show as we tape that when it comes out at about 12:10 Eastern time today.
Okay.
I've got something out of the French Open that I'm kind of hard on.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go to it.
What are you hard on?
I'm meant to say hot on, but it came out hard on.
Well, this is a masturbation podcast as well.
It's not really, but anyway, I'm hot on Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Oh, my boy, Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas, okay? He is going at 12:10 Eastern against Filip Krajinovic, okay? And Krajinovic, good player, but he is not Stefanos Tsitsipas.
He's not Tsitsipas.
And he will be favored. You won't get a great return on Tsitsipas, but not bad. But I'm saying if you want to, you don't have to put this in a cup of coffee or dark parlay. But listeners, go out right now to your betting platforms and throw a little bit on Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Well, here's the thing, Gorms. You made that pick, and you got me very excited. And then I went to look to see what the odds were, and then you tell the listeners to put a little bit on it. They're going to have to put more than a little bit because he's -526.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, Coach, I want winners. That's what we're trying to do. Now, some winners' odds are going to be better than others. This is not great. You know what I'm saying? You put $5 down, you win $1 type thing. That's what it is.
You know who else is -526?
Who's that?
Or tomorrow?
Who?
My boy Dominic team.
Oh, yeah.
Both of my picks, they're still in the tournament. I just want to let you know. You were too afraid to make a futures pick for the French Open.
I was.
I was not. Titsy Boston team.
Yeah.
We're still fucking rolling, baby.
There you go. Well, do what you want. Do what you want.
Well, here's my bet for the French Open. If you want to put a little bit on it, you could get Novak Djokovic -10,000 for Salvatore Caruso.
I'll never go for those guys like that. I mean, if they're playing each other, if it's Nadal Federer, I'll do it. But if Nadal's going against a guy who's unranked or 21st or something, it's like, well, you know, you're not going to get the odds there. But I understand your point with Tsitsipas being such a huge favorite today. But
your boy Gael Monfils is -1,200 tomorrow.
Yeah, I love it.
Number one athlete in the world. Huh?
I mean, the finest athlete to ever play sport, Gael Monfils.
All right, so we got WNBA. MLB, French Open covered. Tomorrow night, the NHL puck drops again on game 3.
In St. Louis?
In St. Louis. Blues are -115. Bruins are -105. Who do you like tomorrow night?
Rolling with the Blues at home.
Let's go.
Rolling with the Blues at home. Playing a defensive slash bullying tactics that their size is wearing down. We see a lot of hits on both sides, but I love it. St. Louis, and the town is crazy right now. I don't know that they're going to win both of these. I believe they'll split. But I'm also taking them to win the first one of the split, so it kind of tells you what I'm thinking about game 4. I love these two teams going at it, and I think we got a long series.
They played great in Boston. If they would just fucking stop taking dumb fucking penalties. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they doing? What are they? No discipline there. But I like the Blues as well. Also tomorrow, we have the Super Bowl of soccer. the Champions League final.
Go ahead, Tony.
Liverpool and Tottenham.
All you, Tony.
All me?
All you.
Well, it could be all me, but I also went to our footy expert.
Gump Cathcart?
Gump Cathcart. Who is a diehard Liverpool fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to go against him. So I reached out to his pick and I said, hey, man, what do you like tomorrow for Champions League? He loves over 2.5 goals.
Okay.
Thinks there's going to be some scoring tomorrow. Both of these teams, when they played both times this year, it was 2-1 in Liverpool's favor. I am going to just, for value and for fun's sake, I'm not going to not bet this game. So I'm going to go with Tottenham in the +323.
You're taking the Hotspurs.
I'm taking the Hotspurs.
Thank you. I was gonna load up on them after you were done talking about it.
Popovich is
the San Antonio Hotspurs. Yes.
Harry Kane's back.
Come on, man.
So
I still might.
That's something to think about.
No, seriously, I like this. I like that they lost the earlier meetings and they're low scoring. Hotspurs, your win. And I'm sorry to Gump Cathcart's Liverpool. What are they, Lions?
Huh? The Reds.
Reds?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Something Reds, like Lions, them. Something.
Something like that. Anyway, I'm with you on this. And I'm not a big footy guy, but I do like, as you know.
Well, it's just like if you're not a soccer person, I am a soccer person. I grew up playing a little bit. Love watching it. There's the spectacle of tomorrow, like the pregame mm-hmm. and everything. It literally is the Super Bowl. Just tune in for a little bit. It's really cool tomorrow. And then Sunday night, we are back on the hardwood.
Yep.
Game 2. Warriors are currently +2, Toronto -2. In Toronto for game 2, do you have any thoughts on that?
I do, and Steve Kerr will show up and bring his team okay. out on the floor, but the defensive-minded, the way that they're playing and got some good bench play, got some good...
Great bench play.
What's the word I'm looking for the scrappies? I guess for lack of a better term, the grit of the Toronto Raptors and Pascal Siakams and Marcus Sauls and
yep.
Nick Powell and of course Van Vliet. I just like it. I like that place is nuts up there. They're without their biggest dog. I don't care what anybody says when you take him out of the lineup and Kevin Durant, it changes everything. I know Draymond's playing out of his mind right now. Getting a little testy at times, and I've seen it happen before. Let's go.
I wonder if
2-0 back to Golden State. I'm taking Toronto.
I wonder if the Draymond Drake stuff, like if it's gonna be play because Draymond plays with a lot of intensity and mm-hmm. emotion. I wonder if it's gonna go in his favor, or if he's gonna lose his fucking cool.
I love what Drake's doing because to get into his head, I really do. I'm serious. If you can help out and he's not even wearing, I know he is wearing a jersey, but he's not on the team. But I'm saying if you can get in his head sometimes and just be a needler, sometimes mm-hmm. you know poke him in the ribs every now and again verbally. I love it. I love what they're doing. I think they're gonna get the second win up in Toronto, and then the series starts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I mean. You know, hey, KD coming back.
You know what they say. Yeah. Series doesn't start until you lose one on your own court.
I don't know that somebody will though. I don't know in this one. We'll see.
All right. So that's everything for today.
Tsitsipas.
Fucking Tsitsipas -526. If you know anything about this show, you know that on Fridays we are fucking hot. Our Friday record, it might be 86%.
We're somewhere up there. I know it's above 80.
Somewhere around 86%.
We win
on Friday.
Parlay, cup of coffee a day parlays on Friday.
Friday is a big, big day.
Tony.
So today.
Tote board it, buddy. Tote board it.
We got a six team cup of coffee a day parlay for you on this beautiful Friday, May 31st. What a great May it's been. First 5, Baltimore Orioles -110.
Cha-ching.
First 5, Colorado Rockies. Run line.
Pay me.
Houston Astros -125 game.
I want my
Los
money.
Los Angeles Angels -135.
You game. Owe me.
Las Vegas Aces -1.
Straight cash.
And the New York Yankees +125.
Give me my money.
$5 to win $191.
How about that? Have a good weekend on that $200.
You're welcome. Your weekend's covered by us.
Not bad.
If all you had to do is give us $5. We give you $190 and your weekend's covered.
+185 in my book, and that's walking around with free cash on
go
the weekend.
Go buy some shots for the boys.
Go buy some shoes for the girls if you want. It don't matter, Tony. Get cash in your pocket and do it with this cup of coffee a day parlay.
Sure, whatever you want to say. You know what? At BroBroBets on Twitter.
Yep.
MyAction.app/BroBroBets yep. on the MyAction app. Action Network.
Yep. And also this, follow Tony Diggs on social media. He's a funny guy, talented athlete. You can see some of his baseball skills recently. At Diggs, D-I-G-Z.
At Hey Gorman on social media. At H-A-Y-H-E-Y Gorman, G-O-R-M-A-N. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hey, great cash, homie.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.